Hello, Hanford. Hi. How do you do?
Fine. This is
good. Okay. Hanford, good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you.
Oh, and I'm so glad to be able to talk to you. It's Friday, October 28th, 2016. So, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you were born in where?
I was born in Shanghai, China.
In Shanghai in 1929. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell me something about your family. Were you an only child?
No, I was one of the 40th.
The 40th?
One of the 40th children.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and tell me about your parents.
Okay. My father is a huge man, a big man mm-hmm. in China. He was one of the last warlord.
Uh-huh.
And for some reference, there's a book written, I forgot the author's name now, and it's the name is San Pablo. And then later on made a movie, American, made a movie out of it. It's called San Pablo.
Uh-huh.
And there's a fifth. A very famous actor played mm-hmm. a part of one of the main mm-hmm. Part. But in there, the big, besides love story, which they made up, but there's an episode, the main story of mm-hmm. the San Pablo. It's the American, after the Opium War,
mm-hmm.
the American opened up several ports.
Yes.
For the international groups. So one of the American riverboat
mm-hmm.
went to Wanxian, mm-hmm. which is in China.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was stationed there at the time. And the speedboat of the American Navy, so upside many mm-hmm. fishermen's boats.
Uh-huh.
So my father told them to stop, and they didn't. So my father, at the upper part of the hill, and gunned down one of the boat. That was in the 1920s,
mm-hmm.
it was unheard of. Yeah. So later on, they had to apologize, the Americans. But most of it is in a novel called San Pablo.
Okay.
Later on, made a movie out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, my father has many concubines,
uh-huh.
and besides my mother, we have 40 children altogether. And my father treated us very, very strictly, just like the army.
And were, at this point, were you Christian converts or were you Buddhists?
No, I have no religion.
No, but
even today.
And your parents, did they have religion?
No, they have no religion.
Okay.
And my father's very much against Buddhism.
Okay.
And he actually, unfortunately, ruined many, many of the antiquity of the Buddhas.
Ah.
Yeah. He just asked the soldiers to smash them because he wanted to be absolutely modern.
I see.
Yeah, of China.
Mm-hmm.
And now, much, much later, my sister of my own mother married to Chiang Kai-shek's nephew,
uh-huh.
Chiang Kai-shek's sister's son.
Mm-hmm.
So that drew my family very close to Chiang Kai-shek. So so when Chiang Kai-shek moved to Taiwan, and my father was with him later on, supposedly, I'm not sure, it was the very last plane in China, and my Chiang Kai-shek sent over from Taiwan to take my father and my